She screams like her life depends on it.
No.
Pleading.
No.
Screaming. No neighbors come running because there is no sound to wake them from their dreams. Sharon struggled to lift the car hood so the tow truck could find her. Rain pelted her shoulders and now her hair was getting wet. She pulled her trench coat closer around her to ward off the early evening's chill and wondered where that faint sound of a woman screaming was coming from. The third day of cold rain. This weather better get its act together. All her life she had dreamed of a garden wedding, and no, she would absolutely not wear a sweater over that gorgeous dress. Just two more months. She couldn't help grinning at the thought. As she watched for the truck in the heavy traffic, she spotted a neon blue Volkswagen. Wasn't that a Bina? Sharon was sure the woman looked over and saw her stranded but kept going, which was just fine. Last thing she needed now was bad news from the Miss Good News department. Abina Brown was glad to be out of the TV studio and headed home. Her left corn was killing her, and she wished someone was already at home making her a cup of tea. Someone with slim, strong hands to take the knots out of her neck and listen to her day. But, well, don't even go there, girl. She shifted her new blue VW into the next gear and was about to move out of the slow lane when she saw someone familiar over on the shoulder. Was that? If she took the next exit, she could easily swing back onto the freeway and... Of all the people she knew in this city, why did she have to spot Sharon? Did she even want the woman in her car?